New York Congressman Antonio Delgado recently briefed reporters about his July in-district work week. The Democrat says he's keeping close watch on testimony regarding two separate issues. Congressman Delgado of the 19th District is not saying whether he supports commencing impeachment proceedings against President Donald Trump. Meantime, former special counsel Robert Mueller is expected to publicly testify before the House Judiciary and Intelligence Committees this month about his investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election.
We need to continue as we have been, which is to aggressively investigate.
He praised Mueller's planned testimony, calling it a very good development.
I think the more and more we investigate, we get McGahn in, we get Barr in, we get evidence that is underlying the Mueller report in. I think these are all things that are very important for us to proceed and do. And so I think as long as we can keep doing that, I keep informing the public about what in fact has transpired, I think it's in a good posture.
He refers to former White House counsel Don McGahn and U.S. Attorney General William Barr. Delgado had his eye on testimony on a different matter, the Committee on Oversight and Reform's July 12th hearings on what it calls the Trump administration's child separation policy, substantiated allegations of mistreatment.
I share in the outrage people have expressed over the horrifying treatment of our fellow human beings. I find it unconscionable. We need to treat migrants and asylum seekers coming here, especially young children, with dignity, humanity, and compassion. And that certainly means complying with safe and sanitary conditions, which are required under the law. And the fact is, any facility which fails to allow migrants to seek asylum with dignity or maintain the conditions required by our laws really doesn't have a place in America. The fact is, you know, our country has to get really serious about the need for immigration reform. I think it's important that as we work that through, we have some real oversight on what's happening on our borders.
Delgado voted for a $4.5 billion emergency funding measure at the end of June to address the large number of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border and overcrowded detention centers. That vote was criticized by a number of activists who participated in a rally outside his Kingston office July 2nd, part of a nationwide Close the Camps protest.
I have a lot of concerns with the ways in which the administration has dealt with the flow of migrant workers and those seeking asylum. I find the approach has been deeply problematic, deeply insensitive to the needs of those who are seeking a better way of life. And to the extent that there's any sort of conversation about how to address these issues, the better approach would be to focus on making sure we have the appropriate resources and funding for our Health and Human Services Department to properly process the asylum claims and give the proper shelter and comfort needed to those who are seeking asylum.
Delgado was asked about his robust fundraising for his 2020 reelection campaign.
Well, I do think that we've tried very hard to stay very connected to the folks at home. And you know, I've done, I think, 14 town halls at this point, created a bunch of different advisory committees, from veterans to healthcare to small business to ag. You know, we've got four offices opened up across the district, opening up a fifth in the very near future. I pursued aggressively a lot of locally based legislation that has bipartisan support in the ag space, in the opioid space, in the veteran space, in the infrastructure space. And so I like to think that, you know, my commitment to the community on the ground and my willingness to demonstrate that I'm accessible and transparent and will be accountable to the people has given some folks confidence that they want to continue to support me. And I think as long as we keep doing that and keep, you know, staying connected to the folks at home, we'll continue to be in a good position.
His Republican opponent in 2018, former Congressman John Faso, said he will not run in 2020. So far, no other Republican has declared a run. The National Republican Congressional Committee began levying a tax on Delgado early in the congressional term, targeting the swing district, along with a few others in New York it sees as vulnerable. Meantime, during his July in-district work week, Delgado of Rhinebeck focused on issues that impact local veterans, from health care access and availability to job training opportunities in the farming sector. And he hosted the first meeting of his health care advisory committee. On Thursday, the House Judiciary Committee passed Delgado's bipartisan legislation to assist family farmers. The Family Farmer Relief Act would ease the process of reorganizing debt through Chapter 12 bankruptcy rules. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.